found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
And then you have to edit the video out also and like make sure the time's placed. Yeah, I get it.
I'm lazy. Okay, well, welcome. Are you caffeinated is the question.
I had way too much coffee today, actually. Okay. So I'm kind of at that point where it's like shaky.
Yes. I debated getting a coffee because I went to the gym at 7 o'clock this morning and I go with my friend Laura and we have this deal where I pick her up and then she provides me with a pre-workout drink.
Oh my gosh. And coffee?
Yeah.
There's no way.
So I was, it's getting worse if you can even believe that. So I barely got any sleep last night. Like you ever have those nights where you just can't sleep?
I hate it. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, I didn't fall asleep until after midnight and then I felt like I never fully fell asleep. So I cracked a Celsius open when I woke up and I didn't drink the whole thing, but I was like, I just needed that jolt.
Yep.
And I wasn't about to drink coffee before I worked out because I'd like poop my pants and that would not be good. And so then I had part of a Celsius and then she made us our pre-workout. We call it our cocktail. Today was cardio. So like I usually don't finish the whole thing, but I was literally dying. So we both chugged that.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, oh, I need like it's podcast day. I have to get a coffee. And then he put an extra shot of espresso in my coffee. So I don't know if I will finish that. But
where do you get your coffee from?
It's like a tiny little gelato coffee shop. It is so good. Can you just try that?
Yeah.
Good.
That's so good.
Isn't it?
It's like not too sweet.
Yeah. The owner, his name is Mohammed. He has been gone. He just like was there every day. He's like my best friend. Talk about everything. And then all of a sudden he was just gone. And there was this new guy in there who was super yummy. I think he's like 23. His name is Fatih. And after a couple of weeks, I'm like, where's Mohammed? And he's like, oh, he's back in Jordan, his like country, and he'll be back in the summer. I was like, what?
He's my guy. Every morning.
Like, he couldn't even have like warned me or whatever.
Said goodbye?
Yeah. So now Fatih and I are best friends and I have his phone number. And if I'm running late, I text him and he'll just have my drink waiting for me. So
I love that.
He started talking to me today about Lady Gaga because she was like playing and he was like, and he speaks, his English is not great. So I have to like really listen.
Yep.
But he was like, oh, did you hear about her dog?
No.
You mean, well, yeah, it was from like 5 years ago when her dog walker got shot.
Oh, yeah.
And then her dogs got stolen. I was like, Fatih, you're just hearing about this?
It's 2024.
He's like, oh, yeah, her dog ran away. And I'm like, no, her dog didn't run away. Her dog walker actually got shot and they stole it, but it's back now. I'm like, where have you been? So these are the conversations Fatih and I have.
Morning snapshot.
Yeah. So I'm very caffeinated today. I'm glad that you are as well.
Yeah. The one time that I drank Celsius, I absolutely thought I was going to die.
I did not know how much caffeine was in them until I...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I usually drink like 2 large coffees a day, which like totally fine. You know, I'm fine. I'm not like shaky or whatever. But my goodness, I drank a Celsius one day and I was like, oh, you know, I didn't really like calculate why I was feeling shaky. And then I looked at the back of Celsius. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This is a significant amount of caffeine.
It's like, isn't it like 3 cups of coffee or something?
Yeah. And then I gave one to Nick without knowing. And Nick is already like jacked all the time. And I'm pretty sure he had a panic attack. So
I'm now wondering if this is why I'm not sleeping at night. I'm like, oh, I'm sitting here complaining. Oh, I couldn't sleep last night. It's like, yeah, because I'm jacked up all day on just copious amounts. But you know what? Whatever you got to do to get through the day.
Yeah.
So Wednesday's our cardio day at the gym. And I hate cardio. So we never go to Wednesdays. And Laura's like, let's just try it this week because they're closed Friday. And then we can get. Yeah. We're literally at, I think, 10 minutes left in the workout and they have us doing, it's like these things that are on the ground. You put little socks on your feet and you have to do mountain climbers, but it's like you're on ice.
That's already giving me anxiety to think about.
And this was 40 minutes into the workout and I just looked up at her and I said, I hate you. And then the last round was just running. And Brian, who owns the gym and he was coaching this morning, is like, all right, 10 seconds left. And he's like, but not for you, Hannah. You got to make it all the way back. And I was like, I'm going to punch you in your face. Like,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, so. I would not like that kind of pressure called out like that. Actually, please don't ever say my name again. Thanks.
But it's good motivation because otherwise I probably would have started walking. And it's only 30 second intervals. So you're only working for 30 and then you're resting for 30 seconds. Yeah. So at least I'm like, I don't know if I'll go back to a Wednesday anytime soon. That was... a little bit too much cardio for your girl.
I did Pure Bar for a while. It's really cool. Yeah. And
it's a lot of pulsing.
It is a lot. Yeah. Anyways, and there's like you have to have like a specific form when you're doing it to engage your muscles. And it was a full class. It was like one of the morning classes where everybody's all jacked up, and I'm there and, you know, just doing my thing, thinking I'm doing it correctly. And she's mic'd up and she's like correcting me on the mic. And
that's,
I'm like,
the worst.
I'm never coming back. This is so much.
I know. At least like half the time they'll turn their mics off.
Yeah.
Because there's also around some days where we have to do pull-ups. And I cannot do a pull-up to save my life.
Same girl.
But they have these resistance bands hanging that you have to put your foot in, and then it's supposed to help you. Still can't do it. So then the one, Carrie, who's one of the coaches, she always gets up. Like literally the whole, there's 50 people in the class. She'll find me and come and grab my foot and like help lift me up. I'm like, thank you, Carrie. Because I'm literally dying. All right. This is a classic Hannah and Katie moment where we didn't even introduce you because we just went off on tangents. So welcome, Katie.
Hey.
To the podcast. This is our third time podcasting together, but first time on mine. So this is very exciting.
Yeah. I'm so excited. First of all, I didn't know that you had a podcast up until you started posting about it again. And I'm like, no way.
I know.
This is awesome.
I know. So. It's been a couple of years. And I was like, you know what? I got a new year, new pod. So many people would ask me to bring it back. Yeah. So I was like, I just need to.
Well, it's kind of cool because it's like you can't, I mean, with the radio, you can only, you know, you only have like a couple minutes of talking. So it's nice to actually have a conversation.
People get to really know me. And I, on my first episode back, gave people a recap on my dating life.
Yeah, I listened.
Yeah. Got a couple of repercussions from that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know.
Well, you know what? What are you going to do?
If you don't want your story to be told bad, don't.
Correct. I feel like Taylor Swift, truly. I'm like, do I have this?
Am I Taylor?
Do I have Taylor power? Can I do more with this?
Do you listen to Alex Earl, her podcast?
I do, yes.
The one that I was listening to last night, she was talking about her, you know, dating, whatever, and she was giving the guys nicknames, and I was like, this is Hannah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like, she's calling one of them baseball boy. Like, awesome.
I know.
Like, literally Hannah.
Yep. There was one, this was like in November. It was my friend Laura's wedding, and there was a guy there who I had relations with prior to the wedding. And we were like all at the bar. And I think him and I like ordered an Uber or something. And my friend Megan goes up to him and she's like, you know, what is your nickname going to be? And he was like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, Hannah's bringing back her podcast and we never call guys by their real name.
So
we need a nickname for you. And he has a mustache. I was like, well, we can just call him Mustache Guy. She goes, no, I think we're going to call him Child Molester. I was like, let's not. She said that to his face. I'm like, okay, so he's never going to talk to me again.
All right. No longer getting the Uber.
Yeah. So if you're wondering why I'm single, it's
because you're friends. Because of
that. Yeah. It's my friends calling them child molesters.
That's terrible.
I know. But it was pretty funny. But no, it's more fun to have nicknames. It's easier to keep track.
It is. So my friend is my best friend. She's 28 and she has a significant roster.
I would love that for her.
Yes. She's an online dating girly. And I'm just like,
my roster days.
Yeah. So her pool is a lot bigger than what it would be in Green Bay, I think. She has literally every guy has a nickname. Currently it's Boat Brad, but that's his full name. So
it's giving Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So anyways, but yeah.
But does he have a boat?
He does.
Oh, we like Boat Brad.
He does. Yet she's never been on it. And I'm like, he needs to go off the roster.
Yeah. Has he been on the roster since summer?
Yes.
Okay. We got to do something about this.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. Anyways.
Boat Brad. That's a good one.
I know. But except he kind of knows. Whatever.
Whatever. You know what? Live your life, girl.
Exactly.
Roster it up. I love it.
And that's what she does.
I love it. Okay, so we start every episode of the podcast doing a pit and peak of the week. So in the last week. So I'll do mine to give you time to think about yours.
Okay.
So
pressure. Okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's hard because I do the same thing as you. I'm
Why am I looking at my photo?
Yeah.
Right now?
I'm like, what did I do in the last week? I have to. I feel like I have two peaks, which is always nice to have multiple peaks.
That is nice.
My first one is the Packers one on Sunday.
That's a good one.
It was. And I was there and it was a lot of fun. And I got, you know, I feel like I was drinking the same amount as everyone else, but just somehow.
Somehow you got home and.
Somehow took things a little too far and did not feel great Monday. But the Packers won. So what are you going to do?
A win is a win.
Yeah, exactly. And my other peak is that just like an hour ago, I booked my flight for Salt Lake City to go to my friend's bachelorette party.
That sounds like a fun bachelorette
party. In April. And we saved like $300. because we've been looking at these flights for weeks. And then I was like, oh, it's not until April. I feel like prices will go down. Mm-hmm. And some girls just texted the group chat, was like, alert, because we are looking out of Chicago too, just because it's cheaper.
Yep.
Some of the girls paid like $600 and our flights were $215, which is round trip.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Which is like crazy just in general right now.
Significant.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I used my credit card points. And so then I only paid like $60.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love
that. So that's a big, big peak. My pit really wasn't a bad. I feel like my pit would be that I'm really bad at staying home. So this weekend I was like, I knew I was going to the game Sunday. Mm-hmm. I just want to stay in Friday and Saturday, cook dinner.
Yep.
You know,
chill,
get my life together. Yep. And then it comes Saturday around 5 p.m. And then I started having like an existential crisis.
I need to do something.
Because I'm so bad at just sitting and like hanging out by myself. And I had multiple things I could have done. I had friends inviting me to do stuff, but I was just like, I know I need to stay in.
Anxiety staying in, like FOMO.
Literally.
Yes.
And then I'm having moments where I'm just like, I started convincing myself that like no one wants to hang out with me. But I'm like, that's not even true because I have people telling me, I don't know. So then I went and made myself a cute little TikTok making my salmon bowl that you said you make all the time.
Oh my gosh. I'm so a good salmon bowl stan.
So then I had to make myself a TikTok video to make myself feel like I accomplished something. So I just, my pit is that I'm a psychopath. So that's that.
That's funny. Oh my goodness. That's literally also so me. Like,
I know.
I don't have plans when I am like, I have no friends. Everybody hates me. Whole time, like my group chat's like, oh, we're going out to dinner. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just
like, why did I literally thought people hated me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is wrong with my brain?
There's something going on.
Literally, like, okay, call a therapist because there's something going on.
That's funny. Okay, my peak of the week would probably be, it was my bestie's birthday.
Oh, fun.
Last weekend, we went to Milwaukee.
Oh, I did see that. You went to like a really cool looking restaurant.
Yes. Oh, okay. So she lives in Milwaukee. So I just went down there and she's a teacher. So all of her teacher friends were there. Didn't know any of them, which was also sort of a pit for me because of anxiety. Yeah, we went to, it's called Movida. It was a tapas restaurant and they, like you would walk outside and everything was separated by those red rugs. It was so cool. Yeah, so that was probably my peak. It was just really fun to hang out. And I also were long distance, so.
Is this the roster friend?
Yeah.
Okay. Love that. And I'm sure you got a recap of.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Love that.
So that's what my peak is. And then my pit probably was that I don't enjoy like going out to party bars.
Worst.
I
cannot stand like clubby. I want to be in a dive bar.
I hated it. I am not a fan. Like it literally like makes my heart beat out of my chest because I'm like, what's going to happen? And why is there so many moving lights? I think it's different when you're not
from there.
And like you don't know anybody or anything around you. Like when I'm in Green Bay, I know that, you know, I know half of the people.
You and you can leave if you want.
Yeah. So it was just like stressful. I don't know. I'm not a huge club girly, I guess.
We went to Arizona for my friend's bachelorette party. And keep in mind, I'm 34. Like, I don't know how I'm still going on all these bachelorette parties. My friends just keep getting younger. And I'm like, I need to not revert. I already went through that, but it's fun. But one night, our Airbnb had the people who run it basically run a bachelorette business. I don't know if you saw pictures of our Airbnb.
Yes.
Yeah. It was
so sweet.
So they run these Airbnbs and then they have like a side business where they can give you ideas of where to go. And so they got us a free table at a club because none of us wanted to pay.
Yep.
I'm like, I hate clubs. Like, I don't want to go sit on a booth where all these Tatianas like butts are in my face.
Yes. That's exactly what it was when I was in Milwaukee. And I'm like, oh, I want to go back to stadium view.
I know. Same.
Literally.
And so then we go there to this free table and I think we spent 15 minutes there and the whole, because this was in Old Town. There's like the new Old Town, which is all clubs. Mm-hmm. Like it's a 2-block radius where we walked out of the club we were in after 15 minutes and looked around and it was just all the same.
Yeah.
So when we asked someone, we're like, where are dive bars? Yeah. You know, like we want to do karaoke. So we went to Old Town and found a karaoke bar. And then, we went to one bar where its dollar bills were like stapled all over the wall. Like that's way more of a vibe.
I will say though, and I know you've been to Nashville, like There's something different about the bars in Nashville, though.
Yes. Because like, they're dive bar clubs.
They're dive bar clubs, though. Like, yeah. Some of them, you know, like, you're just down there and someone's playing live music and it's, like, still popping with people, but mm-hmm. the lights aren't flashing everywhere and it's just, like, I don't know.
And it's normal just girls.
It. Yeah. Yes. Normally just females, like, you know, whatever, living their life and, yeah.
Which, good for, you know, bottle service girls, like,
pop off.
Get your money, girl.
Get your money.
Yeah.
I wish I had the confidence.
Same. I could never. I'd be like, are you guys okay? Am I doing okay?
And they'd
be like,
I'll get you one for free. Yeah.
And they'd be like, shut up, Hannah. I would be so bad at that.
Same.
So yeah, I feel you. I not a club girly.
No, not at all. So yeah, that was probably my least favorite part of last week.
Well, you know what? Those aren't bad pits.
No.
I think overall we had good weeks.
I think so too.
Yep. Go us.
Go us.
First week of January, we're absolutely crushing it.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That's crazy.
I know.
I'm not mentally prepared for it. I feel like everybody makes such, you know, big resolutions in the year. I'm just like,
I know.
1% better.
That's my whole thing is I don't like making resolutions.
Yes.
But we talked about it on the podcast last week. Like, I do make little lists of just ways that I want to, like, improve.
Right.
You know, but I'm not out here being like, I'm not going to drink soda this year.
I'm going to lose 40 pounds.
Yeah. Oh. It's just like, I just want to not be as crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah.
Eliminate my roster a little bit.
A little. I mean, I deleted dating apps probably 6 months ago and I debated getting back on them this year. But I'm like, my mental health has been so much better.
Yeah.
And I'm a part of those. There's groups on Facebook where it's like, are you dating this guy?
Oh my gosh.
Groups. Have you seen those?
Yes,
they're amazing. But they're also terrifying. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to go back on that.
Yeah, for sure. My kind of quote unquote deleting dating apps kind of thing was I removed almost, I think I had like 1,300 followers on Instagram. And I'm like, I don't even know who any of these people are. Just eliminating random people's access to my life has been
so nice.
So relieving. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. That part's been nice.
How did you meet your fiance?
Tinder.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
In what year?
2022.
You were still on Tinder in 2022? I didn't even know people still use Tinder.
Okay. I got out of a significant, way too long of a relationship. And then that I was in through high school. Like, I didn't even know what dating apps were because a girl didn't even experience
it. Yeah.
Literally got on Tinder and Hinge.
And that's the one you were in for a rude awakening.
I know. And I got on Tinder and Hinge and I was like, oh, this is fun, you know, whatever. Well, Dick and I started talking and then we just never stopped talking and like, worked out.
I love you, but I hate you.
And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know why everyone complains about it.
That's not how it,
oblivious.
Not how it usually works.
Yeah. So, and then I'm like seeing Rach go through all this stuff and I'm like, oh my goodness, girl.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
I can't be the girl, like, if I'm vibing with someone, I can't be vibing with 10 other people. Yeah. No, I like you, so I'm gonna keep hanging out talking to you, but then it's, you know, they're men, so then they're out here talking to 17 different people, and then I just can't. It's so anxiety, and I'm already an anxious person. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know.
So good on you. Wow. Success story on Tinder.
No kidding. That's what I thought too. I was, when I tell people that, I'm like, we just met online.
We met at the grocery store. Yeah. We were in the checkout line.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway. Yeah.
Wow. And are you getting married this year?
24. Yeah, July 27th.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And you're doing a lot of it. I saw like your TikToks. You're doing a lot of DIY.
Yeah, so we pretty much are paying for it ourselves. So, well, my mom is, you know, whatever. But it's literally insane.
Like,
this 2023 is inflation and whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot of the stuff I'm trying to do, you know, as budget friendly as possible, which means a lot of DIYs, and TikTok is a great resource.
Heck yeah.
Like, seriously, there's so many DIY, like, wedding TikToks, save the dates, invitations, all the things.
And it's just, like, half the stuff, because I've been in so many weddings at this point and seen so many friends plan theirs, and they stress out about such silly, trivial things where I'm like, I'm going to tell you right now, I've been to a million weddings and I cannot tell you what my plate looked like, what table or color the tablecloth was, like if the chairs had backs on them or not.
Exactly.
You know, no one remembers. They remember if they had a good time and that, you know, the people were in love. Like, that's
exactly
what it is.
We're just, you know, figuring out as you go, mostly.
That's exciting, though. Oh my God, July. You're getting married this year.
199 days. Crazy.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Well, maybe I'll have a boyfriend by then. maybe I'll crash.
Okay.
We'll see.
That's funny.
Okay, so Katie is, if you didn't know, if you didn't listen to last episode, Katie works for Discover Green Bay. And if you see all of their epic TikToks and stuff, you make me want to go out to eat for every meal. Because you're so good at it.
Okay, that's pretty much what my job is, to do our social media, whatever. The reason I'm able to go to all these places, thank goodness, is that they give me a budget for like doing this stuff. So yeah. I'm like, thank God, because you see some people just doing it for fun and, you know, whatever. And I'm like, that's crazy.
I mean, it's like, expensive.
It's expensive. So, yeah, thankfully I'm able to go and try new things and go to cool places. And it's really cool.
But where is your favorite? I mean, you've gone to every restaurant, and I feel like I always do the thing where my friends and I are like, where should we go to eat? And then we choose the same spot.
Yep,
every time.
Sure.
Like, where is a cool new spot if people are looking to go somewhere?
So it's not new, but I am a Madrid tapas stan.
Love Madrid.
Love it. And also, like, I didn't know about it, so it's kind of new to me. Before I started at Discover Green Bay, like, I haven't been to half these restaurants. I've lived here my entire life.
Yeah.
And I just started trying all of them since starting at Discover Green Bay. But anyways, we went there, and they had, it's on a salt plate. You know how they have those salt lamps?
Yeah.
Well, it's literally a plate like that.
Stop it.
And it was like tuna and a bunch of different things like mixed on this plate. And then the salt plate seasoned.
Oh my God.
It was fantastic. But
and it's a wine bar, which you can't go wrong there.
Yeah, exactly. So super yummy. I love that place lately.
I do love Madrid. I've only been there, I think, twice. They're cute little patio, like the alleyway in the summer. I have not gone to that yet, but I went there. This was right before COVID. This was for any OG podcast listeners. There was a guy we called Chicago Guy, and we're supposed to go on a date there, and he bailed on me a half an hour before we were supposed to go. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, screw that. I still want to go. Yeah. So then one of my friends and I went and we were the only people in there because it was a Tuesday night.
Yep.
Drank so much wine and had a blast.
It's such a like cool vibe in there.
Yes,
you know, like
cozy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been my place lately.
I like it. Did you hear that they're turning Chatterhouse into a brunch spot in De Pere?
No. Shut up.
So the Chatterhouse people bought the Ziggy's building.
Okay.
And then that place is now going to be a brunch spot, which I was bummed about because I love that spot for Chatterhouse. My friends and I go there all the time. But De Pere has like no...
Yeah.
We have Toast, which is amazing. But I'm like, oh, that actually...
Kind
like
of
I
vibe.
Hope it's fun.
I am always scouring the internet for finding new places that are open because like that's our bread and butter is going to new places and taking a TikTok there and posting it.
I mean, what an ideal job.
Yeah. It's
what do
really
you do
fun.
For work? Well, I get to go to all these fun places and eat.
Yeah. But no, that's like our favorite thing is whenever a new restaurant gets announced. So did you see that Fox Harbor is opening the Heights? I can't remember the name of it. But
it's right down the street, right?
I think it's above.
Oh.
They're opening something above the Fox Harbor building. And I'm just like, Heights Pub and Parlor is what it's called.
2024, new restaurants.
Yes.
And like I told you on your podcast, you know, you can always call a girl up for a,
right?
For a Y100 guest appearance.
Yes, exactly.
So. To any of these fun places. But yeah, if you're not following Discover Green Bay, I mean, you guys are really good on TikTok. You have your Instagram, your Facebook, and it's just a good spot to go. I mean, if you're like me and you're like, I'm so sick of going to the same spot. And you also post really cool like consignment shops and different shops that are in the area too.
Like mostly local businesses, like your thrifts and, you know, fun places like to go like try a new hobby maybe or whatever. Like anything local really is kind of our jam.
So follow Discover Green Bay. And our other jam that Katie and I like to talk about. So we have to get into pop culture because it's the bread and butter, baby. And there's just so much to discuss. I was going through a list because I was like, oh, I kind of want to talk about some of the big pop culture things from 2023. Mm-hmm. But literally the only things that I could think of that were like everyone was talking about it was the Vanderpump Rules situation, Scandoval, which I can't believe you're not.
I see it on my TikTok, but I don't. I've never fully watched Vanderpump Rules. I know.
Are you not a Bravo girl?
No.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so bad. I know. They talk about it at my work all the time, too. And I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. I want to, but I always see the whole like Tom Sandoval thing, but I'm not super familiar with the ins and outs.
Oh my gosh.
And what's her name? Raquel.
But now she's going by Rachel because her real name is Rachel, but then like She changed it to Raquel for some reason.
Oh my goodness.
But now she just announced she has a podcast. And I do feel bad. So I'll just, I'm sure you know.
Brief synopsis.
The drama. Yeah. The synopsis for anyone who doesn't know is, I gotta like lay this all out there. So Tom Sandoval was dating Ariana for 9 years. They were together for a long time. Wow, but he cheated on his ex-girlfriend, Kristen, with Ariana.
Oh,
yeah. So he's just like a notorious cheater. So they were together for 9 years. And then it came out that he was having an affair on her with one of her best friends, Raquel, who was engaged to his friend, James.
Oh, man.
So it's his friend's ex-fiance that he was having an affair with. They were hiding it for months and like all hanging out in a group. And Ariana throughout the season is sticking up for Raquel when people are like, I don't know, like they seem like they're really close. And she's like, no, like I would trust her implicitly, blah, blah, blah. And so then it came out that they were having an affair. And I do feel bad that in today's culture, if you make a mistake, you're like the most hated person on the planet.
Yep.
I mean, she sucked. Didn't seem like she had any remorse and just, I don't know, wasn't clearly not a girl's girl. But I mean, she had to go into hiding because imagine the whole world.
Gosh.
Hating your guts.
Hating you. But literally, they like go into hiding.
Yeah.
Which I would too.
Same.
If the whole world was coming for me like that. Absolutely.
I get one mean comment on like the text line or something and I'm down bad for a week. I'm just like, why does everyone hate me?
In my feels.
Yeah. So I can't imagine. So that was, I mean, like a whole thing because then obviously the season came out a couple months later where you got to see it all unfolding and you could kind of like you would watch their interactions. Oh, and it was she was wearing a necklace matching to his or something. And it was like their thing. And she's watching it throughout the whole season while hanging out with Ariana.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so they're having this secret like the and then they you would see like secret little gazes between them. And I'm like, you're disgusting. Like, why wouldn't you just break up then with Ariana? And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
OK, I need to watch for sure. Need to watch.
Yes. It's a I mean, Vanderpump is a great. I love all Bravo shows.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City this season. Real Housewives. It came out. The finale was last week. That one of the women was behind one of like, you know, all those gossip Instagram accounts that she was the one behind the
she
one that had like,
troll.
Yes, that had ruined like three of the girls' lives. And then it came out in the finale that she was the one who ran it. It was wild.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
My only guilty pleasure show is The Kardashians.
I love The Kardashians. I don't care who judges me.
And that's exactly it, because some people are like, oh, you're like The Kardashians. Yes.
Yeah. It's just mindless entertainment.
It's mindless. Exactly. And like, also, Khloe's kind of living her best life.
I love Khloe.
I love her. She's my favorite.
And she's been through a lot. Okay.
Yes,
leave Khloe alone.
Yes. Love her. Anyways.
And I have started to like Kim.
Honestly, same.
I like that her and Khloe are
new, like era, I think. Anyways. Yeah.
I'm into it.
Speaking of eras.
Oh my God. Taylor, the year of Tay Tay. Sometimes I love that she had such a great year, but then sometimes I'm also like, I was an OG and then I feel as though people think I'm a bandwagon. Yep.
No, I was teardrops on my guitar.
Yes. Yeah. I've been to every tour. Like I would literally dress up to try to get her mom to notice me at all of the tours to try to meet her. Like I'm an OG, so I'm very happy for Taylor.
Yep.
But I'm also like, where have you people been? Where were you in her Reputation era when people were posting snakes on her Instagram, you trolls?
Mm-hmm.
Another person that had to go into hiding.
Yeah.
Because of Kim, but shoot, now I feel bad that I said I kind of like him. Maybe she's changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot that connection there.
Yeah. Oof, yeah. I forgot Tay Tay doesn't love the Kardashians. But yeah, that was obviously, I mean, 2023 was the year of Taylor.
She got Person of the Year, right? Or Woman of the Year?
I think she got all of the Year
of
awards.
The above, honestly.
Woman, musician, person,
but
cat
honestly,
mom.
Like, it was her year. And also, Travis Kelce.
Oh,
that
love.
Man is fine wine.
I know.
He is.
And he's bigger than her. And like.
Yes.
Just like, he's just a man.
Protective.
Yes.
And like all the little snaps that you see on TikTok of them. Oh my gosh. I binge them because that's so cute.
And I just love that. I think I was talking after the podcast last week about how he's making it cool again to be a masculine man taking care of a woman.
Yes.
Granted, yes, women are powerful and you know but also it's cool to take care of a woman
exactly
and to hype her up and to not be you know, all of her tool ex-boyfriends were so like, oh, I don't like your celebrity. And he's like, girl, you're the coolest person on the planet.
Life. The November 11th show, Travis is in the audience and literally every song she is like looking right at Travis. I'm like,
I know. And he's singing and dancing.
He's like this. I'm yes. like, oh my goodness, that is so cute.
I know. And all of the side by sides of when Joe would go to her show and he would just be sitting there with his hat over his eyes, like, ugh. Yeah. And Travis is just like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
But then I was going through like the Taylor Swift year of 2023. And isn't it wild to think that also in 2023, she dated Matty Healy? Can we talk about that? Because I thought Girlfriend was like, I was questioning her mental
state. What were you
state.
Thinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all, I guess, been there after a breakup where you kind of, you're like, I'll just take whatever, attention I'm going to get right now, even if it's from a dirty, grungy man who's hacking darts every two seconds.
Yeah. I'm just glad she's no longer in that.
Do you think she looks back and is like, what was I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would hope so.
Especially with the whole world watching. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Matty Healy is a very talented musician. I love the 1975, but he's just, it just wasn't right.
No. And also, can we talk about the Golden Globe?
Yes. I was just having a conversation about this morning because for the 2 seconds I did sleep last night, Selena Gomez was in my dream and she was at a family party. I don't know what it was, but we weren't in Green Bay. We got an invite, Selena and I, because we were best friends, to go to Kylie's house. And she wouldn't go because she's like, no, like, we can't go to this party at her house because of all this stuff that's going on. I'm like, but I want to go to Kylie Jenner's house. Yeah. You give the synopsis.
First of all, we're going to backtrack because the comedian, whatever he was.
Ugh, Joe Coy. Bad.
Joe Coy. Who is Joe Coy?
He dated Chelsea Handler. That was like who she dated. I don't know. Half of the time, those monologue jokes are cheesy. But then in the middle, when he just gets all pissed that people aren't laughing. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you're on the Golden Globe stage. Yeah. Calm down.
You could have thought of something clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bad. Anyways, but that kind of bummed me out a little bit. But the only part that I have like seen on my TikTok, I didn't even watch the actual Golden Globes.
Same.
The only, I've just been catching like synopsises on TikTok and they are lip readers, like reading what Selena was saying to Taylor and then whoever the girl was sitting next to them.
That is Miles Teller's wife.
Go her.
Kelly Teller.
So anyways, yeah, fill me in.
First of all, you should follow Kelly Teller on TikTok because her and Taylor are friends, but she uses a Taylor song for every single video. She like will go on trips with Miles and or she'll post recaps of whatever. And she literally, I was scrolling through it last night.
Yeah.
She has used a Taylor Swift song for every video. Like I stan Kelly Teller to
Kelly
my core.
Teller. Okay, I got
it. I love her. And it's spelled like K-E-L. E-I-G-H.
Oh, okay.
It's spelled weird.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but she's so cute. Her and Miles Teller are adorable.
That's so cute.
First of all, this is what my friend and I were talking about this morning, is how wild to be at that level of fame that you can't even have a conversation with your friend without people filming it and then the entire world trying to read your lips.
Yeah, and reading. Yes.
Can you imagine?
No, because I would be in such trouble.
Yeah. I'm like, that's crazy that, and Taylor is trained enough to know that she always puts a hand over her mouth because she knows that there's a million cameras on her at all times. Just to live that life like where you can't do anything.
About, yeah, I couldn't imagine.
So Selena comes up to Taylor and Kelly at their table and it's clear she's got some tea. And so then she starts telling them something and you see Taylor's mouth open
like
and like in shock. And then Kelly, it looks like she says with Timothy. And so then everyone was assuming that Selena said, according to lip readers, this is, can you imagine?
Yes, I know.
They're probably texting each other like, what is wrong with the world?
Yep, for sure.
They said that Selena said she went up to Timothy because I guess they had worked together in the past, asking for a photo and Kylie said no. And so then that's what people assumed was happening. But then Selena commented on E! News Instagram last night and said, that's not what I said. Actually, I said I was telling Taylor about how two of my friends had hooked up. Not like it's anyone's business. But I don't know.
I don't know.
It didn't look like she was saying that.
No, I sort of do catch the vibes from Kylie like that, though.
Well, and did you forget about Eyebrowgate?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Yes.
So there's already beef between Kylie and Selena because Kylie and Hailey Bieber were like making fun of her eyebrows last year. This is what a time to be alive.
No, mostly because like the internet. OK, what? I don't even know if the internet blows everything up. So like, was it truly?
I kind of think yes.
And then the internet sleuths were going crazy because there was so many different like connections between Hailey Bieber and Selena.
Yeah.
Crazy though.
So then a lot of people brought that up. You know, why would Kylie say yes when Selena caused all this drama? Goodness. Because then after the eyebrow thing, then Selena was like commenting on people's TikToks and stuff about it, which she just needs to learn how to not.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. If I see, I do the same thing. But I'm not Selena Gomez. Like, the whole world is
watching every comment she makes, literally.
But if someone says something mean about me on, you know, Facebook, I'll go on there and be like, or I'll send it to my book club Snapchat. And my friend Grace has no shame. She will go comment on every troll.
I love that.
There was one, she responded to someone. She said something about how, like, they were ugly in their, or something about, I don't know, their gross profile picture. And then she said, have the day you deserve.
Have you seen there's a girl on TikTok and she talks about, she's like a school teacher or something. And she like talks about comebacks that she says to her kids, students, when they say something dumb. And she's like, that's an interesting thing to say out loud. Like, to someone who says something bad to you. I'm like, that is a good line.
So good.
Like, backhanded. Anyways.
So that was just, it's just wild how the whole world just... that was what, a 5-second clip? Mm-hmm. And then the entire world just blows it up. Like, I could not be a celebrity.
Yeah, they are literally under a microscope. And also at the Golden Globes, Taylor's dress. Did you see the internet talking about how they think that she might be releasing the Teardrops on My Guitar? What album is
debut?
That?
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Her debut album. She might be re-releasing that one.
I know, but here's the deal, is that us Swifties are psychos, because I saw, it's giving... Mm-hmm. debut album vibes, but then also people were saying it's giving Reputation,
which valid,
but she did this to herself. Mm-hmm. She can't do anything now without us thinking it's an Easter egg.
Yeah, it's an Easter egg, exactly.
But then I also saw another one. Did you read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo?
No, but I want to. It's on my list.
You have to.
Yeah.
People, because the dress she was wearing looks green.
Yep.
Like that one. So people are like, oh, maybe it's because they're making it into a movie, saying
whoa.
It's an, yeah.
Whoa.
They're like, maybe it's an Easter egg that she's going to play Evelyn Hugo in the movie.
Oh my goodness.
I know. We're all psychos and I'm here eating it up.
I love that.
But also, where do the people have the time?
That's what I wonder. Like, the whole Easter egg, what? She was, like, releasing, it was, like, with the clock, Midnights.
Yes.
And people were going in on those TikToks.
Yes.
And I'm like, how do you have the time to figure these out?
I have a group chat with my friends where we do Wordle and Connections every morning. And that's too much for my brain.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I can barely find the time to let my brain work doing that. And then I'm like, how do you people, you're zooming in on videos and deciphering all this stuff and connecting. I'm like, do you not have a job?
Yeah, literally. And also, I love it that you're doing that work for me, but also maybe you should be charging for that.
Yeah, seriously.
That's literally a full-time job.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm like, I will consume the heck out of all of that stuff. But I am a diehard Taylor Swift fan. I did back in the day. Do you remember her albums where she would make capital letters? So if you went through the lyrics on her albums, she would have, it was all in lowercase, the lyrics. And then she would have certain letters that were capitalized.
I do remember that. Yes,
and
I do
remember
that.
And it would be a little, I guess, hint behind the song.
Easter eggs back in the day.
Yeah. But I was doing that because that would take me, you know, 10 minutes. And I also was a lyric girl. Mm-hmm. Man, those were the times.
When you would open the CD and pull out the little booklet and have all the lyrics in it. Yes. Do you want to know, when I think I was like 14 or something, I wrote down in a book, I wrote one way and then I flipped the book over and wrote the other way, all of the Taylor Swift song lyrics.
Shut up. You made your own.
Yes, I did.
You had made your own lyric book.
And I think I still have it somewhere.
You have to find
that. Because it took me hours. I'm serious.
That was the best, though, when you would consume albums. I would buy albums from artists that I love, and I would sit in my room and listen to the song while reading the lyrics and just like be so in my feels.
Yes, for sure.
Kids these days will never know.
No.
But maybe they will. Give it like 10 years, and I bet CDs will probably be a thing again.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see that she is releasing, or like, I don't even know if it's what, if you're buying the new albums or if you're buying, I'm assuming the new albums, she gives a sticker to cover up the barcode and the name of the old record company.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's included if you purchase.
I mean, screw Scooter Braun. And now that all of his people have left him. That is one Easter egg that I think, so have you seen the videos about that song, Karma, where all of the lyrics have to do with like an artist that was on his roster.
I haven't seen that.
So it's like Karma is My Boyfriend, which is a Justin Bieber song. Mm-hmm. Karma is My Boyfriend. Karma is a God, which is an Ariana Grande song. God is a Woman.
Oh my gosh. People are crazy.
I know.
How did they do this finding?
I know. Karma is a Hair in My Breeze on The Weeknd, who's one of his things. So I'm fully convinced that she meant to do that one. But she's just so smart. I just love her.
I know. Like, is it her behind the scenes that's planning all this stuff? Or is it someone on her team?
Because I feel like she's been like that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And obviously now she has a team of very smart people that can help her. But
yeah.
She's a smart girl.
She is. I love that for
her. I love Taylor Swift. Year of Taylor. What do you think do we think she's going to get engaged?
How do you level up from that?
I don't know. Get engaged and have babies?
I mean, yeah.
With freaking Travis Kelce? Oh my God.
Ugh. That would be iconic.
I just want a picture of them just fully making out. Like, I just want to know where his hands are.
I know. And like their photos.
How freaking creepy is that? But I need it.
But it's content that I want to consume.
Yes.
Like, the algorithm gods can just feed me that content all day. But no, Travis Kelce and all of the things that I've been seeing are like the 2024 predictions or whatever. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift can engage.
I would love it. She deserves it.
She does. And she deserves a big old rock on her finger.
Yeah. When you get, because her and I are the same age, big flex, born in the same year, 1989. And I feel like when you get to a certain age, like you just know. She's been through enough relationships and all this stuff to know what is going to be real or not. Yeah. And so anyone who's like, you know, they're going so fast, it's like, no. Or they're just humans who are in their 30s and just know.
Exactly. And the other part of it is too, how long have they been dating for her to make it public? Like, there's no way that they just took their second date and
well,
whatever.
She said that in her time thing. She was like, the world literally thought that me going to the game was our first date. She's like, I'm not that psychotic.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she said they started talking right after he did that podcast, which I think was in like August.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I love them. I hope they get engaged. Mm-hmm. As long as you have something that brings you joy in your life. And mine is Taylor Swift's love life.
Content, it's fine. Have you seen Only Murders in the Building?
I watched the first season. I'm very behind. But I liked the first season. I know I have to watch.
It's so good.
Have you watched Saltburn?
Have you watched Saltburn?
Okay, so I got...
What?
I know. So everyone is talking about this. So I'm like, I have to watch. I just was not paying attention enough. And then I was 45 minutes, maybe not even, maybe like a half hour in. I just wasn't feeling it.
And then all of a sudden he's drinking water out of a bathtub. And I'm like...
No, I didn't get to that. I stopped. So I have to... Yeah, I know. So I stopped watching after like 30 minutes. And my friend was like, you have to go back and start watching from that. Because I guess they go to like some house or something. And that's when all the craziness happens.
My problem was, Rachel, my friend, was like, you have to watch this show or this movie, whatever. Like, it's insane. And I'm like, I've seen all these TikToks and whatever. I started watching it. And I'm like, I cannot even comprehend what's going on. Where they had such thick accents that it was really hard to process what they were saying. And it kind of sounds like I'm a little bit illiterate when I say that, but I'm not. Like, I had the auto captions on and everything, and I'm truly trying to understand what's happening, and I just couldn't, like, nothing was happening. I didn't get it. And everybody says that if you watch it multiple times, you start to find a storyline and a plot. And I'm like,
why do I want to work
and it's
so hard?
Such a weird movie.
I know. So like, I need
very,
to finish
very,
it
very anyways, if you haven't watched it,
you just got to stick it through. It's like when I hate when people do that with shows, though, and you're like, I don't get it. And they're like, well, you just have to get through the first season. It's like, why do I have to get through a whole season to like it? But then everyone says it's like the second half.
Right.
But I just couldn't figure out what the plot was.
What is the storyline? I didn't get it either.
Okay, so this guy is kind of weird and he's going to school, and then there's the hot guy. Yeah. And then what? I was on my phone. And so, I just wasn't clocked in.
I had it. What was I doing? I think I was eating a sushi bowl.
All comes back to the sushi bowls.
Yeah. And I was packing invitations for the wedding. And it was just like on the background. And I, all of a sudden I look up and I'm like,
I know. I heard there was a couple of very shocking scenes. I heard, because I was listening to a podcast I listened to, and they didn't want to spoil anything, but they were talking about the aggressive scenes, and they said the bathtub one. Then there's one where from what they said, it sounds like he basically has sex with the ground or the mud or something. And then there was one other, I can't remember what it was, but they said there was like three very disturbing scenes.
Very disturbing. Yeah. So, okay. I mean,
maybe I'll watch that tonight.
It's very weird, but
just a nice little wholesome,
a little silly
evening,
silly, goofy evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By myself having my existential. Maybe I was watching that on my existential crisis night and I just couldn't. I was like, I'm just alone.
I'm thinking about too much things right now. Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, do you have anything else? Any pop culture things you can think of? Anything you want to plug for Discover Green Bay? Do you guys have anything coming up?
The Legacy had their ribbon cutting this morning. Insane. Absolutely not at all what I mean, I knew it was going to be like a luxury hotel. But when I tell you that the rooftop bar is a vibe.
And I, from what I saw online, and I had friends that went there on Sunday, it's not that expensive.
No, it's not. The hotel room is $150.
Which, and the drinks, I think I read it was like terrible. $5 mixers. Yeah, or something like it's really not bad.
Yeah, it's just very cool, such a vibe. Like if you are coming in from, you know, out of state or even just locally, such a cool place to be.
I need to go check it out. I need to go to that fifth or sixth floor and it overlooks Lambeau.
Yes.
Also, how fast did they build that? I feel like it wasn't there and then all of a sudden it just was. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
No, they started it, I think, in, I could be wrong. I know they were planning it throughout during COVID because what? They had some, like, they got it up and they're ready to go. So
wow. It's I really crazy. Need to pay. We were walking out of a game, I think it was in November. And we were
there's a hotel.
Yeah. Like literally we were coming out of that Oneida gate walking towards Stadium View and I was like, wait, what is that? That looks nice. And I'm like, where was that? Yeah. Was I here a week ago?
Yeah, it's insane. And if you go check it out. It's really cool. And all they're right, hosting they're hosting like music on Thursday nights and then Friday and Saturday nights too. Ooh. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So yeah, just cool, really cool. And they have a little coffee shop, all the things. So
and you can go follow Discover Green Bay and see the TikTok video and reel that Katie made.
Yes,
from the grand opening.
Love that.
Love it. All right, well, thanks for coming in. This was fun.
Yes, it was. I'll have to do it again. It was fun.
Once more big pop culture stuff happens, then we'll come back in and rehash it. Once Taylor and Travis get engaged.
Get married. That's when we're having the podcast.
Yes. I'm going to decorate this whole room with like just congratulations balloons and it'll be our own engagement party for Taylor.
I love it.
I love it. Okay. Thanks, Katie.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.